May the Lord give you his peace. Good afternoon. This is Father Stosh Daly on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio with your daily message of hope. Today, here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, I am privileged to be joined by Daniel Rich, a young man who's a student at Ohio State University here in Columbus, Ohio. Daniel, welcome.
Thank you, Father.
On this this message of hope today, we're going to explore life on a university campus. Of course, Ohio State University is one of our country's largest universities, not only in enrollment, but also in the geographical size of the campus. And the church is very much alive there. And Daniel is a student at Ohio State University, a practicing member of our holy faith. Daniel, from where do you come originally?
Yes, I'm originally from Northeast Ohio in the Canton area, a small town called Paris. There are only 1,000 of us. We're outnumbered by our chickens and our cows. It's a wonderful place to be. So being at Columbus has been a lot of fun.
So coming from that kind of background, OSU is very different than your hometown.
Very much so, yes.
There's more people in a block at OSU than maybe your hometown. So how long have you been at Ohio State? Let's begin there.
I have just reached the conclusion of my second year at Ohio State. So I am now preparing to finish up in the next year or so.
And what led you to go to OSU for university?
Yes, that's a wonderful question. So my mom is a graduate from Ohio State, and I have an older brother who also recently graduated. So I kind of have some family ties to the university that, so my family was definitely kind of pushing me in that direction to some extent.
But once a Buckeye, always a Buckeye.
Yes, that's right. But when I was searching for colleges in high school, I wasn't totally sure what I wanted to study originally. Mm. And I knew that Ohio State had so many programs to offer, so many different majors. So it just felt like a really natural fit in that sense. And it was also like a perfect distance from home. So I signed up. I got accepted into the university, and I found myself in Columbus shortly after graduating high school, and it's been a lot of fun since then.
Now, something as a priest that I hear a lot from some of the students in universities is the transition from moving onto a campus from home, especially if the campus of the university is enormous and there's a lot of people, a lot of students. What was that move like for you, coming from a small Midwest town and up in, you know, Northeast Ohio, and then onto one of the nation's largest university campuses? What was that move like for you?
Yeah, Father, I think many people are kind of intimidated by the numbers of Ohio State when they're looking at it, when they're considering going to OSU. But truthfully, the campus is going to be as big as you make it. It could be as big as your dorm room. It could be,
yeah, it's true.
It could be the whole city that it is. So originally when I came down here, I had quite a few friends from high school who I was close with. So it was good to have some sort of, like, you know, friendship foundation with some people I already knew. So that definitely helped in the process. But then really the more that I got involved with the Catholic community, the more opportunities that just kind of arose, and it's been great. So the transition wasn't super jarring. It's definitely something that's for sure, but yeah. It was pretty smooth for the most part.
Now, you highlight something very important there, the Catholic community or the Catholic presence at Ohio State University. Now, we have listeners who are tuning in to this message of hope here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio from within the metro area around Columbus. We also have many listeners who tune in from, you know, places like Perry County or Hardin County, Marion County, you know, Pike and Ross and Scioto County. So we have listeners who come from, like, literally from huge big city to small, maybe farming town, or maybe there is no town where they live, you know? So that idea, like, they have a son or a daughter, or maybe they are a student who's looking at going to school, and they are right now thinking about how to go deeper into their faith, and now they're looking at going to school, going to university, or maybe they have a son or daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter, and they just want that child of theirs or grandchild of theirs to keep the faith. And yet, here they are going off to Ohio State University, a huge university, huge campus, all of the positives and all of the other one, you know, the negatives, the challenges, you know, the opportunities, but also the drawbacks, you might say. So coming from your background, And then entering into OSU, you said that beautiful line, the campus is as big as you make it, but you tapped into the Catholic community at Ohio State University. What does your involvement in the faith look like? How would you describe your involvement in the faith while attending Ohio State University thus far?
Excellent. So I think a very big piece of my faith life on campus is tied into St. Paul's Outreach, which is a student organization that I'm associated with. And St. Paul's Outreach does a lot of things, but one of its main like fundamental pieces that it offers to students is its households. So there are five SPO households on campus. Three men's houses and three women's houses, so there are six actually. And within household, you are given brothers and sisters who you get to live with on a daily basis, who are chasing the same thing, and that thing that they're chasing is the person of Jesus Christ. They're chasing sanctity. So within the structure of household, throughout the week, we will rise in the morning and we will pray morning prayer together from the Liturgy of the Hours. And we'll also conclude that time with some praise and worship. And then we also, throughout the week, we have some structured meal time. So we'll have two house dinners during the week where we will cook and we will eat together, which is so much fun. And then in the mornings, we're also rising, we're eating breakfast together. So having that relationship with the people in the house, it's I've learned so much from it.
Sure.
And it's offered just so much joy and excitement. And you know, something that I've really been touched by this year in particular, the house that I live in have many older guys who are graduating or about to graduate, and they've been around campus for a while. They've been around SPO for a while. They've been around the Diocese of Columbus. They know what's going on. So to be able to learn from their leadership and learn from their just great wisdom and to be loved by them, it's been such a blessing. So St. Paul's Outreach is certainly a big way that I kind of ground myself in the faith. And I think the other thing that I would mention as well is the campus Newman Center. The Newman Center has been around for so long on the campus of Ohio State. And what I appreciate so much is that the Newman Center has a strong heart for students. The Newman Center is trying to meet students where they are and to just love them there. And the Newman Center also offers a ton of opportunities like Bible studies, various retreats, and lots of groups like that. So it's just been such a blessing to just kind of dive in and to just see what the campus offers, because truthfully, Father, when I signed up for Ohio State, I wasn't expecting a vibrant Catholic community. That wasn't on my radar. So I've been really blessed by it.
No, that is a blessing. I mean, because I think a lot of times we get overwhelmed by the negative news in the world. We get overwhelmed by the temptations in the world. We get overwhelmed by truth be told, the pursuit of the flesh. You know, I need to study a lot, study hard, pass the test, get my degree, make a lot of money, buy a house, do this. And we forget to cultivate that interior life. So hearing from you, a student at Ohio State University, you know, you found a community. You found, we might call it an intentional community, people who actually are your peer group and they want to live the Christian life. You highlight the households at St. Paul Outreach. Now, one of the things I always like to highlight, people don't always get this, is there are households for men and there are households for women. And the actual residences all have names. So like, what's the name of the house where you live?
I live in Malta.
Malta. And then what's like a, just throw out a name of another household.
We have Bethlehem, Antioch, Bethany, a whole bunch of them.
So if you're walking down High Street and you hear two students talking to each other, and one of them's like, oh, I'm going to go home to Malta. And the other one's like, okay, I'm going to Bethlehem. They're not nuts. They're actually going back to the place where they live in their community. Now, how would you say, like, in the individual households there, what would, like, how many men would live together in a household?
Yes. So I think the typical range would be between 7 and 13 or 14 or so.
Okay.
So it's
good.
Usually, it's never too out of control. It's
yeah, totally. Yes. Absolutely. And then you said you guys get together, you prepare meals, you'll eat together, you pray together. So really, I mean, you guys are considering Acts of the Apostles. You're living as a group of disciples in Jerusalem or in Antioch, or in Rome. You're living together, supporting one another, praying with one another. You know, I dare to say, I guess, I pray for one another. You pray for one another. How would you see that impacting how you function as a student? You know, having that community to live in, go back to, pray with one another, pray for one another, eat with one another. I mean, do you see that adding something to your college experience that makes it different or positive?
Absolutely. So a big piece of living in household is we are we're really able to commit to ourselves and each other and hold ourselves accountable in a really real way because we're very transparent with each other. We live in household because we want to grow. So at the beginning of the year and throughout the year, really, we share with each other how we want to be growing in our faith, growing academically. And then we can hold each other to that standard, which is amazing. What's also great too is the dynamic within household, who's all living in it. And I've already touched on this briefly, the idea that I'm living with some older guys, but you know, typically in household, you have guys who are a little older, you have some guys who are a little younger, and then some guys who are your age as well. So with that dynamic, there's so much to learn from. You can be pulling from the wisdom from the older guys. You can be diving into the excitement and the joy from the younger guys. And you also have people on your own playing field who are going through the things that you are. So individuals in the community, they can help you no matter where you're at. A big piece of SPO, really its driving mission, is to live deep relationships. It just as we see Jesus do with the apostles. So my experience has been very similar. These friends that I have made through SPO, especially the guys in my house, we are brothers in a really real way. And I don't think that's the experience of many college students that have that kind of relationship. So I've been incredibly blessed by it.
We pray that you've been inspired by these words, and we ask for your prayers for the students there. May the Lord give you his peace.